This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Hong Kong teaches risk in social media mobilization. Don't get me wrong. Any group of organizers that can pull the trigger and pull out hundreds of thousands, then a million, then possibly 2 million protesters on the streets out of a total population of 7 million deserve wild praise and total respect. Such organizers can teach all of us a huge amount about how to do our work and make a difference. All of which makes it worth following closely the courageous campaign in the autonomous province of Hong Kong to block the order from the central Chinese government to extradite individuals charged with a crime to the mainland for trial, undercutting the Hong Kong judicial system and the self-government of Hong Kong, and potentially its base as a commercial and banking center as well. Even if you have no interest in the issue, the technical lessons are worth careful study. Undoubtedly, social media tools were critical implements to the mobilization, but one of the key lessons involves the perils in relying on social media for both organizers and participants unless precautions are taken. A secure messaging application popular there called Telegram was bombarded by China in a DDoS or denial of service attack by multiple computers meant to overwhelm the site with high volume traffic and put it out of business. The app's founder, Pavel Durov, was quoted saying this kind of attack on Telegram was not unusual. New York Times reported that a monitor of a Telegram chat room with 20,000 members was arrested by Hong Kong police even though he was not part of the demonstrations. He was, in fact, miles away in his own home. Police are using digital tools to track protesters and identify organizers, including facial recognition capabilities that police are also advocating for wide use in Europe and the United States. Protesters are shielding their faces with masks, hats, and glasses to prevent easy identification that could be used for arrest by police later. On the mainland, the government often stops protests preemptively by monitoring social media. Telegram does not have what is called end-to-end encryption on their chat rooms, which the even more popular and widely used WhatsApp has. Protest organizers have resorted to VPN networks and pay-as-you-go SIM cards and have registered foreign and Google numbers to enter chat rooms or communicate. To skirt WhatsApp encryption, malware disguised as an app has been found phishing users that the Times reported was likely for spying on organizers. Protesters have been advised to buy individual tickets on the subway so that digital payment cards could not be tracked. They've tried to stop people from taking photos of the protests or selfies, since once they show up on the internet, they might lead to identification and arrest. At Acorn, we used to constantly warn, if you live by the press, you'll die by the press, to underline the principle that the face-to-face work in the streets and neighborhoods was our lifeblood and would keep people together whether the press was good or bad about an action or the organization. Live by the internet and social media, you die by the internet and social media might be the warning worth heeding from the lessons on the streets of Hong Kong for organizers everywhere. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.